talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making, and as it is now, it's being made in Ukraine. Some disclosures about the state of the war are increasingly positive. Ukraine has now bombed various Russian oil depots in Russia itself. We reported yesterday that they had bombed an oil depot in Bryansk, 70 miles from Ukraine. They bombed another one 20 miles from Ukraine. They bombed several more. Russia is having the war taken to it in a very, very clever, smart way. What do I mean by that? If you had NATO bombing Russia in its own territory, at some point, Putin could make a miscalculation and respond to nuclear weapons. But he invaded Ukraine. And Ukraine is responding, bombing the oil depots that are fueling that war right in the Russian territory itself near Ukraine. That lessens the insult. When I say insult, I mean, Putin is a psychopath. I thought he was a sociopath. I think he's a psychopath. Putin is a genocidal sadist, but he is expecting some kind of military response from Ukraine. He's getting it. The thing that has enabled this is that the West, led by the United States, has now shipped in very heavy artillery, very heavy controlled tanks, combat vehicles. What do I mean by that? Heavily armored. And there's some video, if you go online, of them taking out Russian tanks and Russian armed vehicles. It's really quite extraordinary video. They are using what are called Tochka ballistic missiles, attack helicopters, and saboteurs slipping over the lines into Russia and targeting rail lines that are used to supply Russian troops in Ukraine and to transport Russian soldiers. Ukraine has 90 Tochka missile launchers, more than 500 missiles, and each of these missiles is 250 pounds. The warhead's 250 pounds. These are formidable weapons, and they were left over from the Soviet Union. When Ukraine became free in the early 90s, they gave up their nuclear weapons. They had substantial nuclear weapons, and frankly, if they still had them, Russia would not have gone into Ukraine, and Ukraine would have been admitted to NATO by now. But they gave up their nuclear weapons in return for what was called the Budapest Accord. Meeting in Budapest, and sadly, the United States and Russia guaranteed Ukraine's national borders against any attack. Those were in the days when Boris Yeltsin had become president. Mikhail Gorbachev, the last communist leader, had paved the way. He was a very enlightened guy, very enlightened guy. And everybody looked on the United States and Russia as sympathetic to Ukraine and would guard Ukraine from external attack. From whom? I don't know, China, Islamic countries, who knows? When Putin came to power, he ripped up the Budapest Accords. And sadly, to our shame, we've ripped them up too. We have an obligation under the Budapest Accords to protect the national borders of Ukraine, even when they're not in NATO. Even when they're not in NATO, we don't invoke Article 5 of NATO. If any NATO country is attacked, all NATO countries respond. Nevertheless, when you enter into a kind of three-part NATO-type agreement with the Ruskies, Ukraine, and us, then the Ruskies go organized crime. They go Russian mafia, they rip it up. We had an obligation. The excuse used by the State Department under Obama in 2014 when Russia went in and took Crimea, which was part of Ukraine, was that that was not a treaty approved and enacted by the Senate of the United States, whereas NATO is. You know, I practiced law for 40 years. I'm tired of legalisms. If you talk to an experienced lawyer, they are less technical and less legal than anybody you know. They're common sense. The more you practice law, the more your common sense. If I tell a country in Budapest in 1994 that I'm going to guarantee their national borders and I have the ability to do it, and the Ruskies go organize crime and try to get out of it, you tell the Ruskies early on, sorry, Jack, the Budapest Accords are there. We are going to protect Ukraine. And back in December and January, we should have sent massive armaments into Ukraine. And frankly, we should have sent troops to Ukraine, just like we do to Poland. Putin would not have dared to attack them. He would have ranted and raved, talked smack, all this stuff. But the Budapest Accords were ripped up to our shame. That said, we are supplying Ukraine massively now. This space, this airspace, me, Matt Flynn Direct, for what, the last 2 months, have been saying, Joe, send the planes, send the shorter ship missiles, send the heavy artillery, the multi-launch missile launchers, send them. Well, that wasn't what got him to do it, but that was part of the outcry. A lot of other people were saying the same thing, and he's finally doing it. Has not given them the planes, although it looks like probably Latvia, possibly Poland, has sent them planes, the old MiGs that I was calling about. There were 70 of them. Now Ukraine has some of them. And U.S. intelligence has said that Ukraine now controls the majority of its own airspace. They have great pilots. It has put up its own air defense and its own no-fly zone, so to speak, in the western and northern parts, in the southern and eastern, sadly, along the Black Sea, and then on the Russian border. That's where Mariupol is and these other ones. That is not as much the case. But the Russians are starting to run out of ammo. And when I say ammo, I'm not talking about bullets for a 45. I'm talking about shells, artillery missiles. And why is that? Because Putin and the oligarchs have stolen something like 80% of the wealth of Russia. And the wealth of Russia is defined as their treasury and their trade surplus from oil and gas. $1 trillion has been stolen. If it had not been stolen, it had been used in Russia to improve everyone's life, and even to support their own military, it would be a lot different. But I've said it again, I'm going to say it now. There'll be an invoice for tanks, 100 tanks, let's say it's $100 million. The invoice is signed, and it looks like they were delivered. Maybe 20 tanks were delivered, and the other 80 never were manufactured, and the money went into the bank accounts, the hidden bank accounts, Putin and some of the oligarchs. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened. And these clowns now say, well, we want to export Russian culture, quote unquote, back to what? The Warsaw Pact countries? What is Russian culture? Sadism, fraud, murder, rape, theft, servility, wiretapping your phones. That's Russian culture now. That was not Russian culture when Pushkin, Dostoevsky, Tolstoy were writing, Tchaikovsky was composing. That was not Russian culture. Well, that was under the czars. In an odd way, it was always part of a clumsy Russian culture, but they let major artists slip through, major mathematicians. So they're not exporting 19th century Russian culture. They are exporting Nazism. Nazism has to be destroyed wherever you see it. Genocide has to be destroyed wherever you see it. Putin is a genocidal sadist. He's destroyed Russia's reputation. The head of Russian independent radio just got shot down. And he said, Putin has set back Russia 40 years. I have news for you. He set back Russia 100 years. He set it back to Stalin and the early part of Lenin is what he set it back to. The average person is beginning to look at on a Russian as sadism on the hoof. When you look at another people as sadism on the hoof, theft on the hoof, fraud on the hoof, as a rabid animal, you end up hating them, which is bad in general, and it's bad for you too, and it's wrong. But it's going to be a long, long time before Russian artists, athletes are permitted in this country. And if they do come in, they're going to be afraid to go out at night to a restaurant, walk down a dark street by themselves. That's what's happening. That is what's happening. And that can only be changed if Putin is dragged out by a howling mob and disappears under their stomping boots. That is the only way, in a Russian mob as well. But the good news right now is Ukraine is fighting back. We've given them the means. They're magnificent people. They're unified, and they're a great fighting force, a great fighting force. Now the question is, how do you relieve Mariupol? How do you extend this aggressiveness to eastern and southern Ukraine? How do you drive the Ruskies out of the ports on the Black Sea? How do you just drive them all out? And that is Zelensky's mission. I mean, that's the Zelensky's dilemma right now. And it's only going to be solved by increased American, especially, and NATO arms. Two of them immediately, heavier, more planes. And how about ship-to-shore missiles? How about it? Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.